Jared Sleppy with you. I'm now joined by Senator Roger Marshall.
All right, so the impeachment trial has been going on. What are your thoughts on how that's been going in terms of the progress, and where do you expect it to go?
Well, you know, first of all, what the impeachment is causing is just the temperature to rise in Washington, D.C., across the country, on social media. And this is just the opposite of what President Biden talked about in his inauguration speech. He said we need to be united, we need to turn the temperature down. So I believe this impeachment trial is unconstitutional. I believe it's unconstitutional to have an impeachment trial for a president who's no longer in the White House, so to speak. And the fact that the Supreme Court Justice Roberts is not going to be presiding over the trial, the actions of the Supreme Court Justice would be consistent with my beliefs as well. So it's frustrating. We should be locked in right now, focused on getting vaccines in people's arms and getting this economy going again.
All right, and talking about President Biden, in terms of his executive orders that have gone into place, of course, not all have been finalized just yet. What are some of the ones that really stick out to you?
Well, again, his executive orders are raising the temperature across the country. He's done more executive orders in 1 week than his previous four predecessors. I think he's pushing 40 of them now. And these are job-killing regulations, job-killing executive orders that increase regulations. I think about your listeners there in the Coffeyville, Kansas area. Yeah, one of the three oil refineries in the entire state right now. And his executive orders are going to drive up the cost of production of gasoline and the other products that you make there at your refinery. He's killed 11,000 jobs on the Keystone Pipeline, you know, just like overnight as well. The Paris Climate Accords is going to drive the price of gasoline up at the pumps here in Coffeyville, Kansas, and it's going to drive the cost of electricity up for everybody as well. And then here's my really one I got the biggest problem with. He's going to allow boys, genetic boys, to participate in girls' sports. And, you know, I just grew up and have kids doing high school sports and how important that was. I couldn't imagine, you know, working my tail off. I broke a 60-year-old javelin record in high school, and I just couldn't imagine, you know, my daughter or people who've been working so hard just like I did get to that senior year and then they get beat by a boy in the state track meet. So those are just some examples of the 40 he's laid out here.
Your thoughts on illegal immigrations being legalized, or getting citizenship? President Biden's obviously trying to get those people a citizenship quicker.
Yeah, you know, Biden campaigned on open borders and amnesty, and that's not what Kansans believe in. Certainly we have a broken immigration system, but we need secure borders. Otherwise, you know, whatever this amnesty we do this time, we'll just be repeating it again in 10 years. You know, we did this back during President Reagan. You know, God bless him, rest his soul. But we did the same thing. We gave people amnesty thinking we'd secure the borders. We never did. So it's frustrating. You know, we need to do something to help out the DACA kids who didn't break any laws in their years. But we certainly cannot be giving nationwide amnesty to 11 million, 15 million people.
What are your thoughts on the minimum wage increasing? As I know, President Biden, he's trying to get it to increase slightly over the next few years until 2025, when it's supposed to be $15 an hour for most workers, including those who are working at restaurants and getting tips. So your thoughts on that for maybe small businesses?
It's a job killer. You know, I signed a paycheck every other week for 25 years for as few as 3 people, as many as 300 people. And the minimum wage cannot be the same in Coffeyville, Kansas, as it is in New York City or San Francisco, California, right? The cost of livings are day and night. And what's going to happen is it's going to kill jobs, and it's going to lead to more automation, which will start eliminating those jobs. You know, minimum wage jobs were not meant to be a lifelong job. The last time I worked for minimum wage, I was 15 years of age. By the time I turned 16, I got a dime raise. Because I was working harder than most people were. So those are meant to be entry-level jobs, and, you know, it's going to drive the cost up. So, you know, your senior citizens going to a McDonald's for a cup of coffee, you know, it's going to raise that cup of coffee. It's going to raise the hamburger. This is going to really hurt, you know, the people that are on the lower end of the economic scale the most.
What about those people that are maybe don't have the ability to get those jobs where they can work, you know, in industries where they don't have a college degree, or they don't have the funds to go get a college degree? What do you say for people like that are not going to be getting more money?
Yeah, you know, so I'm a first-generation college kid, and I went to Butler County Community College to start my career, and I ended up going to medical school. You have one of the top community colleges in the world right there in Coffeyville, Kansas. Pittsburgh State University, one of the best financial deals in the world. I'm absolutely convinced, just like I did. I worked myself through college. I had part-time jobs. I got scholarships, all those types of things. You know, I ran track meets in college down in Coffeyville, Kansas, and was honored to do that. So I think that this is a great time for people to say, what can that community college do for me? And there's a sprinkling of community colleges in Southeast Kansas, as well. So I think that people got to go back and get that training. And then I'm going to finish with this. Our high schools need to do an even better job preparing kids for today's jobs as well. And what I'm trying to get at here is, you know, right now we have seniors in high school going to the community college getting credit for some classes. We need to start that as sophomores and make sure that we have a technical pathway as well to get that technical degree. I mean, you go to the wind energy program out in Cloud County, after you finish your first year, you're going to be offered a job at $60,000 a year. So those opportunities are out there, but Americans got, what's our state motto? Is today the state birthday? I believe it is, or tomorrow is.
I think tomorrow is, yes.
Tomorrow's our state's birthday. Ad astra for astra, to the stars through difficulty. No one promised life would be easy, but America still has the greatest opportunities in the entire world. But you have to be willing to put in your time and energy, and I'm convinced with enough effort, anybody in Kansas can get at least a community college degree with minimal debt and have a good paying job when they finish.
All right, moving on to the vaccine rollouts in Kansas. It hasn't been the most smooth, as I'm sure you're aware of. What are your thoughts on that as President Biden's trying to get that process going a little bit quicker?
Well, first of all, I think we've actually done an incredible job under President Trump. To think about a year ago today, I was on the House floor, the first member in the House to be speaking on this issue, and I followed the process through since that day, making sure that we had vaccines and more testing and more therapeutics. And already we're averaging right around 1 million vaccines per day before President Biden even put his hands on the steering wheel. Last Friday, we did 1.6 million across the entire country, so we're getting there. What I don't want to have happen is now government to get in the way. I'm really afraid that the current administration is going to start forming committees and praying about it. And if they just get out of the way and we get those vaccines in the hand of community pharmacists, your local health departments and local doctors, will have every senior in Kansas vaccinated by mid-March, and maybe sooner. So we have had some hiccups in Kansas. I don't want to be critical. I think if we went right to the community pharmacists to start with, a lot of these problems would not have happened. I want to emphasize here, so obviously I'm a physician as well. I oversaw health departments and hospitals, and right now about half of the hospital admissions are senior citizens, and over 80% of the mortality is senior citizens. So that's why my focus is right now, let's get those shots in the arms of every senior citizen, as well as people with medical conditions. So we're going to make it.
All right, and speaking of COVID, today's actually the one-year anniversary of you speaking on the House floor about COVID, and you were the first member of Congress to speak on the fact. So what was that like in terms of maybe raising some eyebrows there?
Yeah, you know, I was received with a lot of resistance that they thought that I was overreacting, but this is what I looked at. In January 6th, I read the first article about this COVID virus. Within 2 weeks, it was in three different countries, and the World Health Organization and China were saying that this was not spread person to person. And I said, oh my gosh, they're lying. What are they covering up? And that's why I immediately went to the CDC. I went to the Kansas Department of Health that same day and said, we got to get geared up. We got to get ready. And when some of the government officials were ignoring me, then I went to the private sector and said, you guys need to get geared up. We need therapeutics. We need new testing yesterday. And we got to start working on a vaccine. The experts say it'll take 7 years. We need this vaccine in 7 months. Can we do it? So here we are. And a year later, and my parents are going to get their vaccine today. They're 82 years of age, live there in El Dorado, the house I grew up in. So, you know, maybe for such a time as this, God sent me to Washington, D.C. to keep putting my foot on the gas pedal and try to help get these vaccines out to Americans everywhere.
All right. Thank you. That's really great. And thank you so much, Senator Marshall, for your time. Yeah. Appreciate it.
You bet. Yeah, I bet, Jared. Glad to be on the phone with you, and just wish everybody success and a much better 2021. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you very much.